The South Dakota Supreme Court has issued an opinion that both parties knew was inevitable. Justices have ruled that a state law requiring out-of-state vendors to collect sales taxes from their South Dakota customers is unconstitutional. As SDPB reported in late August, state authorities knew the bill was unconstitutional, but passed it into law anyway and then tried to enforce it. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has the latest development on this ongoing story.
The state legislature knew the bill was unconstitutional, but passed it into law anyway. The State Department of Revenue recognized that it could not enforce the law when it tried to compel out-of-state vendors to collect taxes. And the state attorney general knew his case could not win when he sued three vendors in Sixth Circuit Court. The state's actions have been intentional steps to get the issue before the U.S. Supreme Court for reexamination. The next step is filing with the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. In its opinion, the state's high court notes that the U.S. Supreme Court's 1992 opinion still prevails. That case is known for short as Quill. It holds that requiring vendors to collect sales taxes in states where they have no physical presence violates the Commerce Clause. The state wants review of the Quill opinion because internet sales in the past 25 years have become an unanticipated reality. During oral arguments, Chief Justice David Gilbertson put that issue to Attorney General Marty Jackley.
Has the law changed or the facts? Since Quill?
I would say since Quill, the law hasn't changed, but the facts have.
So you're urging there's a distinction because of the facts and not an overruling of Quill.
That is correct, Your Honor.
In oral arguments, the vendors Wayfair, Overstock, and Newegg were represented by Maine attorney George Isaacson. He told justices that the U.S. Supreme Court has nothing to review.
This is a case in which there is no factual record at all.
Isaacson said the state did not establish the vendor's electronic activity, the burden of tax collection, or estimates of lost revenue.
Matters that could have been addressed by specific questions posed to those companies, matters that could have been addressed by expert witnesses.
In its opinion, the state Supreme Court notes that vendors were granted summary judgment from the Sixth Circuit, and therefore vendors limited the record. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.